Hey, on Fridays, we like to talk theater on the radio, and he had to quit the troupe to talk about it. But Brian Matuszek, our guest this morning. And so what's your official title now with Rubber Chicken Theater?
I'm still the big shot, the head guy, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not on stage anymore, but I'm still going to executive produce shows and write sketches and for the comedy or Christmas show and things like that.
So for like these many years, all these many years that I've known you, you've just been going through a stage.
That's right. That's all I've been doing.
Cool.
We've got lots of great stuff. There's so many talented folks, obviously, in this town, and people know that, and you have them in here every Friday to talk about different theatrical things. So there's a lot of folks that still want to do stuff and direct a certain show or act in shows, and so now it's really nice, actually. Now I can just work with them and then turn them loose, you know, and get them everything they need, and then we'll still also do the cool little theatrical things we do, like the Chicken Hat plays the live reads of movie scripts. Those are fun, so we still are going to do all those sorts of things, and I might be involved in those only because they don't take much time, so they're easy to do for me.
So this is starting to come together in my mind, mm-hmm. because your daughter's leaving for college,
yep.
and you're cutting way back,
yep.
you know, on the theatrical thing. Mm-hmm. So you're planning on what, 3-4 months out of the year, Mexico? Or?
Actually, you know what? It's my wife and I are going through that thing that all parents go through now when their kids move on. It's that empty nest thing. And we are actually looking forward to it. We bought some snowshoes. We've started snowshoeing now. We've never done that before. I know. It's just fantastic. All this physical stuff. Instead of sitting around in a dark theater going, what would make somebody laugh? Now I'm out there in the woods and
making people
chuckle.
Laugh.
That's right, pratfalls.
So but does your daughter have the sense? I mean, have you already mm-hmm. begun converting her bedroom to the storage space?
An office.
For all
I need
of
an
this?
Office. That's what I already told her. That thing is my office, finally. I can close the door and write.
So this poor kid is being shoved out the door mm-hmm. to earn her living.
That's right.
And
go.
Speaking of teaching, which you really weren't. But I was thinking about, you know, the wealth of knowledge and all of these different fun, cool things that you have done as a writer, as a director, as an actor. Are you going to be able to spend maybe more time nurturing new talent and kind of teaching and mentoring young folks or newcomers? Let me say newcomers to Rubber Chicken Theater.
Sure, absolutely. That's part of the fun. And actually, when you say that, what popped in my head was the Chicken Hat plays. To a small extent, we do that because a lot of folks try that out. It's for folks that don't know what it is. It's basically you're creating 8 one-act plays in 24 hours. So it's a great, actually, starting point. We get a lot of high school kids from the area that want to try acting, maybe a bigger part than they're used to doing, or maybe they want to try directing or something. And that. So it's fun to be able to act as a mentor in those capacities. So I can see myself expanding that and doing a full-length play for folks that maybe want to try it and have never tried it, things like that. But yeah, absolutely.
Would it ruin the Chicken Hat plays if there was the opportunity to have maybe a half hour or an hour of like 3 20-minute workshops or something on directing or acting or writing?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Would it ruin it?
Yeah, no, I don't think it would ruin it at all. A few folks have mentioned that, and actually might would be a great idea because there's some folks that have been doing it for a long time now when we first started doing them. So they have, you know, they know the ins and outs. It's every piece of theater is a unique, you know, piece of theater. That's one of the neat things about that as an art form. But, you know, there are certain rules, if you will, that they found out about how to do a Chicken Hat play and make it successful. Writers, for example, knowing how many pages to do, knowing what to include to help your actors because they have a very short amount of time to learn lines. You know, so don't write big long monologues unless you figure out how to work a clipboard into their hands. I'm a doctor, or they're giving a speech at a lectern. You know, things
right,
like
or
that.
They're
but,
news anchors
yeah, yeah,
reading
yeah, but,
stories.
But
got
the
it.
Directing and the acting would certainly, I think we could do things like that, and it would really help the Chicken Hat plays. And like I said, there's been some talk about that, so that's a great idea.
I think that would be mm-hmm. one, because I've wanted to write for mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. Chicken Hat mm-hmm. plays, and I thought, well, I kind of, you know, and I tried to direct mm-hmm. once. I broke mm-hmm. an actor in the first 15 minutes, so that was very traumatic. Yeah. It would have been nice to have had some tips to avoid that. I'd like to try the writing thing, but I don't. I feel like I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, then we will set that up and we'll get a hold of you.
I think that'd be neato.
Okay.
Now, another famous person who recently stepped down from responsibility and is forging a new path in life, who's been involved with the with Rubber Chicken, is our former mayor Don Ness. Mm-hmm. Do the two of you plan a book together, maybe a lecture tour?
Oh, that would be fantastic. Unfortunately, Don doesn't return my calls anymore, so I don't know where he is, what's going on. I think in fact, when I get down here, I'm going to go sit outside of his house again and see if I can't just find him and
maybe
find out what's
just
going on.
You know, hi, Don,
remember
me? Well, I thought that the two of you would have so many mutually similar experiences that I just saw a collaboration.
I think,
you know, maybe a live spoken word piece. I'm picturing a dark stage, two spotlights,
something like that. I am all for it. It'd just be a matter of talking Don into it again. But over the years,
great.
You know, speaking of Don, we were able to talk him into some pretty funny stuff. He helped us out with the last Christmas show because it was our last opportunity to have some fun with him before he left the mayoral stage, and so he helped us out with some. We did a sort of a Princess Bride sort of a takeoff, and we went to his house. But he invited us in, so it was okay. And recorded.
After you'd been sitting out there for weeks, he finally said, look, just come in.
That's
and
right.
then maybe.
And then get warm. Yeah. Warm up. Have some cocoa.
And then leave.
And so we shot a thing where he was the Peter Falk role. You know, he was reading a story, and it was from his book, Hillsider, to his daughter.
He didn't get to be Inigo
great.
Montoya.
No, he wanted to be the grandfather.
You killed my vice mayor. So how do you go about assessing a new mayor for their comedic potential?
Well, I've already been tweeting out some things about, Emily. I said, you're not funny. You know, nothing's going on. Let's go. You got to do some sort of controversy or make some sort of decision that people disagree with and make, make some noise. How are we supposed, as a comedy troupe, how are we supposed to go forward when all you're doing is, you know, helping the city in good ways or not doing anything as far as in the news?
Well,
you got to get out. You got to be on the front page. You
got to
She
just
gotta
got her
stuff.
Nose to the grindstone, dotting I's, crossing T's.
She did apologize, though, via Twitter and said she would get to work on it. So,
do you have any plans to go to her office since you have this outreach approach to theater, which, you know, except for a restraining order, is just like any other outreach, where you would perhaps go to her office and maybe give her a little audition script so you find out if she's got potential to be in the show.
I think that's a great idea. I see where she wants artwork for her office, for the mayoral office. She's soliciting children's artwork.
Right.
So maybe I could write something up because my artwork looks a lot like small children's artwork. So I could bring it in and say...
And that would... Well, I'm...
And that might be my way in.
But why is it just artwork? Why doesn't she want actors, you know, brief scenes in the hallways or
absolutely.
little tableaus or short...
Showing the history
of
Duluth? Or showing the history of Duluth?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It wouldn't be distracting at all to dignitaries who come into town to have us behind their acting Samuel Snively, 1955.
I like it. I mean, I don't understand why
are we
she's,
limited? Absolutely.
Here is your controversy right here.
That's
she's
right.
giving preferential treatment to visual artists.
It's
musicians
unfair.
Have
yep.
not been invited
That's
to
true.
Come in and perform
That's
in her
true.
Office.
That's true. That's
actors
true.
Have not been invited to come in and perform in her office.
All right. Where's the Twitter machine? I'm going to get to work.
I'm deeply disturbed by this, and I'm glad that you are, too. And I'm also glad that we found a little controversy, because that's
Absolutely.
What we do here.
Stir the pot!
On Northland Morning. Yeah, we're rabble-rousers.
Rabble-rabble-rousers.
Brian, I'm so happy about you not having an 8 o'clock. Did you give up the 8 o'clock class as a part of these things that you have cleansed yourself of so that you can do things that you
absolutely.
Really love?
Absolutely. I said no more 8 o'clock, because every 11 weeks I have somewhere to be.
And I love... I'm so impressed, Ryan. I'm so impressed. And I'm so glad to have you in the studio.
It's so nice to be back in here.
Yeah. Nothing's changed, has it?
Not really.
The 10 years since you've...
think no.
Nothing ever changes. Nothing
That's
ever
nice
changes here
K-1-D.
At 103.3.
Yes.
Oh, Brian, it's always great to talk to you. Brian Matuszek is the Lord High Mucky Muck. That's what it says here, of Rubber Chicken Theater. He joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio and funding accidentally or on purpose, for radio theater is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.